You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku Ayale. Nice to have you back, Worku.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent, thank you. How come we can't hear the music right now?
Huh?
How come we can't hear the music? Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you can always check us out online on the live streaming at citr.ca and click on live streaming. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. And
Tuesday I have from 8 to 10.
Tuesday from 8 to 10, what?
PM, my show, and because I'm filling in somebody's.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, tell us. Tell us, Worku.
Okay, I will do that.
So we're having a fill-in of Shukshukta Radio this coming Tuesday evening?
Yes, from 8 to 10.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Excellent.
A lot of music, information about last 2007, what happened in our community. So little clip.
Excellent. And rumors have it that there's a little blurb on your show, your Ethiopian Amharic show
in
Discorder. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that this coming issue?
Yeah, this coming Tuesday.
Excellent.
Interviewing? Yes.
Excellent. So we're going to... The music crept on us. Nowhere. We're going to begin with... a set of klezmer, Hasidic, Yiddish-inspired music. And I love klezmer, but have yet to know klezmer music really, really well. And so I appreciate all musical suggestions that you have to give me. We're going to begin with... Kef Orchestra, a group who was just introduced to me by a friend of mine who was just in Argentina and brought back some Jewish music from there. So this is Kef Orchestra. You'll hear it. They play some really old school wedding type Hasidic music that just wants to, that makes you want to just leap out of your seat and go crazy. And what I'm going to play for you is Eliyahu HaNavi. This is off of their album, Musica Judia. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. Orchestra Kef, not Kef Orchestra. They are from Argentina, recently brought to me by a friend of mine, Alexei, and thanks for calling and for correcting the name. What I just played for you was off of an album called Musica Judia, and it was not Eliyahu Hanavi, but some other gorgeous piece. They are so fun and really bring into the music that ecstatic feel of klezmer, that complete immersion into the music and into the liturgy. Klezmer music originated in the shtetl and the ghettos of Eastern Europe, where itinerant Jewish troubadours, known as klezmorim, performed at joyful events, simchas, particularly weddings since the early Middle Ages, till the Stalinian persecutions. It was inspired with secular melodies, popular dances, chazanut, which is Jewish liturgy, as well as with the nigunim, the simple and often wordless melodies intended by the Hasidim, the Orthodox Jews, for approaching God in a kind of ecstatic communion. In mutual contact with Slavonic, Greek, Ottoman, Turkish, Arabic, Gypsy, and later American jazz musicians, the klezmorim acquired, through numerous tempo changes, irregular rhythms, dissonance, and a touch of improvisation, the ability to generate a very diversified music, easily recognizable and widely appreciated all around the world. And it's very interesting how, depending on who you're listening to, you hear either the very Arabic or Gypsy or Greek, sometimes North African undertones, and sometimes you hear the purely American jazz sounds coming through. What I'm going to play next is from an album that I recently acquired. I actually found it here at the station. It's pretty interesting. They seem quite influenced by Matisse Yahu. The rock, rap, hip-hop, reggae-inspired Hasidic singer from Brooklyn and from Crown Heights, and they're called Tashma, which means come listen. Now, I have to admit, I don't know this album well, but I did listen to a few pieces, and it's really intriguing. I'm going to play for us a piece called Rachamana. So see what you think. This is Tashma. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, Oh, you, who is fire?
And that was some pure klezmer. That was Klezmer Conservatory Band. And just an invitation to dance, as klezmer often is. Always is, I would say. Dance in some kind of way. Klezmer really expresses the whole gamut of human emotion. And that was Freilich Jamboree from the Klezmer Conservatory Band. And They have been around for a long time, from the shtetls of Eastern Europe through the emigration to America, from the jazz clubs of cities and the stages of Yiddish theater comes the music of the Klezmer Conservatory Band. You can check out their website. It's a great one, klezmerconservatory.com. There's some gorgeous photos there, too. Some very expressive photographs. All right. Before Klezmer Conservatory Band, we were listening to Tashma, whom I've recently discovered. They're produced by the Jewish Music Group in the States, and this album was produced in 2006. I played a song called Rachamana, and in fact, I just noticed here on this album cover that Matis Yahu indeed joins them in that piece, so that's why it sounded so him-inspired. He's actually part of it. Tashma, interesting. I'll be exploring them further in shows to come. All right, what I have for us next is some John Zorn, an American avant-garde composer, arranger, record producer, saxophonist, and multi-instrumentalist. And I'm going to play three pieces off of very different albums. The first piece I'm going to play is off of an album called Bar Kochba, and I'm going to play a song called Tanaim. After, I'll play some music off of his album Samim, and last, I'll play Irresistible Odessa Havana. Let's begin with this. This is Tanaim. You're listening to Code Nota D, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was John Zorn as part of the Masada books. That was off of an album called Bar Kochva. Now, John Zorn recorded Kristallnacht in November 1992, his premier work of radical Jewish culture, featuring a suite of seven compositions reflecting the infamous Night of Broken Glass in late 1938, where Jews were targets of violence and destruction in Germany and Austria. The experience prompted Zorn to further explore his Jewish heritage and led to an interest in Jewish musical styles. Zorn then set himself the task of writing 100 compositions within a year, incorporating klezmer styles with his already broad musical palette. Within 3 years, the number of compositions had grown to 200, and he became known as the first Masada book. Anyways, what I just played for you, Bar Kochva, is affiliated with this Masada project. And what I have next is a piece from an album called Samim. Now, his music is very influenced by liturgy in terms of the content, in terms of the appearance of the physical letters, the Hebrew letters themselves. You see on all his albums are kind of stamped with a particular Hebrew letter. And, well, let me play you some of this. This is off of Psamim. I'm your host, Danya. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was David Buchbinder and Ilario Duran of Odessa, Havana. Now that is John Zorn's latest production. This has been music produced and created by John Zorn, all signed onto his Tzadik label. I just love Odessa, Havana. Played a few months ago here in Vancouver. I love how in that piece, the stand-up bass just opens it all with such charisma and then eventually finds its way back. It's so interesting, very interesting music. And of course, a klezmer and Cuban music, which are both influenced by American jazz. So we see that klezmer takes on many, many forms. Its revival has manifested in very different ways. music of John Zorn. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM. The number here at the station is 822-2487. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also just like to mention two thrilling musical events that are taking place on the same night, which is very unfortunate. March 29th is Robbie Lakatos Ensemble at the Chan Center. Saturday, March 29th at 8 p.m. I'll just read you the little blurb that I found on this event. Share in the thrills as the VRS heartily welcomes gypsy violinist extraordinaire Robbie Lakatos and his ensemble in their Vancouver debut. Lakatos is one scorching virtuoso who is also astoundingly versatile. Classical, jazz, the folk music of his native Hungary, Lakatos defies definition. Music runs in the veins of this gypsy violinist or devil's fiddler, composer, arranger, 19th century throwback, he's all this and more. His performances at the great halls and festivals of Europe, Asia, and America have drawn a worldwide following. The Daily Telegraph heralded Lakatos' immense control and exuberant inventiveness that defied belief. The Independent wrote, "Lakatos left us with birdsong in our ears." Another critic raved, "a stunning display of finger-blurring virtuosity." Fellow violinists in the classical realm go just as nuts. Vengerov, Znaider, and Repin, to name a few, have all shared the stage with him. So this is the Robbie Lakatos Ensemble, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 29th. For more information, get onto the Chan Center's website at chancenter.com and look on their events calendar. So, as if that isn't enough, on that same evening, Vagabond Opera. Now, I've never heard them nor seen them live, of course, but they look astounding. Gypsy music, opera, klezmer, and cabaret comes on mingle like emigres trading aliases at an after-hours nightclub. Wow. So, they will be playing... Oh, they're Oregon, Portland, Oregon-based. And they will be playing at Lime, which used to be Rhyme, at 1130 Commercial Drive. And it looks like their music is also influenced by Balkan rhythms, which is exciting. 1920s European cabaret, vintage Americana, Balkan belly dance, neoclassical opera, old world Yiddish theater. Welcome to the six-piece Portland, Oregon-based Vagabond Opera. How exciting. So that is March 29th at 9 p.m. Tickets are $12. Call to reserve at 215-1130. So those are two fabulous events coming up. All right. In the last few minutes we have here, I'd like to end with some bravura of brass and string. I'm going to play us some Calexico. Enjoy. CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Calexico. That was off of their second album, Calexico, featuring Johnny Burns. They are from Calexico, border of Mexico and California. All right, I'm going to leave us here with one last piece. The Balkan Beat Box, who recently exploded into the Chan Center a few weeks ago. It was an excellent concert. They're fabulous performers. I'm going to leave us with a piece of theirs off of their first self-titled album. This is Balkan Beatbox. And I'd like to thank all the listeners and thank you for calling in. And see you next time, next Sunday, 11 to 12 on Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. Happy Purim. See you next Sunday.
חשבו אישים בממשלה, יש חלקים ריקים על המפה, ושם למטה חסרה עוד נקודה, החשובים הורידו אז פקודה, נבנה כאן עיר וגם נביא קצת אנשים שימלאו בחייהם את הבתים החדשים. זה טוב, הרבה ניקוד על המפה, ובעיתון הרי הבטיחו חשיפה. כך ציוו שרים בכירים בכל רדום ורצו לטפל במצבי חירום. עסקן זוטר עשה את המרחק כדי לברך יישוב חדש מו מעלה אבק.
בבית מתבצרים וכאן כולם